Seth Melo sitting in for Jerry today and actually all this week. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think about what's going on in the world right now. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Okay. Over the weekend, in addition to seeing the very angry, well-armed monkey movie, The Planet of the Apes, I dug deep into the archives of films that I've been wanting to watch. And I watched the movie starring Ashton Kutcher about Steve Jobs. And it was a very interesting look into the life of the man that created Apple, the Apple Corporation. Fascinating, actually, about how he and Steve Wozniak and a handful of others literally began building computer parts in a garage in Steve Jobs' parents' house, started selling them. The next thing you know, they've got an investor, and boom. Think about this. Steve Jobs was worth $1 million by the time he was 21 years old. He was worth, I think, $10 million before he was 25, and $100 million before he was 30. Well before he was 30, the man was worth $100 million. He basically went from hippie in college, dropping acid and exploring Eastern religions, to a multimillionaire computer company guru. And that has a tendency to give you a very different perspective on life from those of us who maybe worked a part-time job while going to community college and had that kind of a life. It's very different, but I'll tell you, one of the things that I came away with is while I do not appreciate or like the way Steve Jobs apparently treated those that were around him personally, apparently he was just a horrible individual and didn't really treat those around him with an awful lot of respect. I will say this. I do respect the fact that the man was a true leader in that he inspired those around them, inspired and pushed, demanded that those around him do better than they think they can. Many of the people that he had around him, and you've come across these. You come up with an idea. Hey, I got an idea for a widget, and I want the widget to do this. And inevitably, somebody in your life comes up and says, "Well, yeah, you can't do that. The widgets don't do that. You can't do that. No." His response was, "Don't ever tell me that it can't be done. Quit telling me all the reasons why it won't work. Get off your butt and start finding the ways that it will work." I love that. I truly love that attitude. I don't like the way he treated people. And I would be willing to bet that if Steve Jobs had any regrets on his deathbed, I hope one of those would be people around me a little better. So I started thinking with some of the things that Jobs said. He said, "Your world will change when you look around yourself and you see all of the things that have been created by man, all the technology, all the inventions, all the things that we have, and you realize everything that was created has been done by individuals that were no smarter than you." He said, at that point, your world changes. A lot of us put up limitations on what we can, on what we can do. You buy into the, "Oh, I can't do that." You buy into the negative thought of, "Well, you got to be somebody special in order to get that done. You know, I can't do that." Well, how do you know until you try? And this is the thing that I found very inspirational about Steve Jobs, or at least the story of Steve Jobs. And after the movie was over, I geeked out. I found a documentary about Steve Jobs and then watched that back to back. And I found that the movie actually had some very accurate facts in there. It took some liberty with some things, but his attitude was portrayed quite well. What is it in your life right now that you want to do, do you feel that there is something in your world, in your life, that you could do better than the next guy? A lot of us have that. A lot of us have that drive, that inspiration, that something in us, but we don't know what to do about it. We don't know how to strike out and make it on. And the very first step that I've been able to see is to convince yourself that you can do it. Steve Jobs was an interesting individual in that he pushed the limits of technology and created so much. And I think the reason was is that he just absolutely refused to accept the answer of no. And if he thought it could be done, he was going to work on it until it got done. Now, listen, Steve Jobs and every other person that you would consider, I guess you could call them a leader. They've all had tremendous failures. But that didn't stop them. If you think that there is something out there that you can do better, you can build a better mousetrap, you can do something more effectively than the next guy, then do it. Give it a shot. Sitting on the porch of the old folks' home, rocking, looking back on your life, it seems to me that it would be much better to look back and go, man, that was a mistake. There were some problems there. Instead of looking back and going, gosh, what would have happened had I just tried to do fill in the blank? I don't want to come to the end of my life and wonder what would have happened had I tried? What would have happened had I just pushed a little harder? What would have happened if I demanded from those around me the same that I demand from myself? What if I had fill in the blank? To me, that would be absolute torture. Don't worry. I already have a few miserable flaming crashes in my life that I can look back and go, well, that didn't go well. That could have been done better. But I would rather have that than wondering what would have happened. So the question that I have, the reason I bring this up is, what's in you? What is it that you want to accomplish? And what is it that's holding you back? If you are not striving for your very best because somebody tells you you can't, in your own way, in your own words, and in your own fashion, tell them to shut up. There is no reason for any of us not to strive to accomplish the things that burn within us. Now, one of the hypocrisies I thought about Steve Jobs that kind of bothered me, he made the statement, everything you see around you has been created by someone no smarter than you. And yet it was very clear that he thought that most of the other people around him weren't as smart as he was. And he may have been right. And that his vision was it, that you came on board with his vision and he pushed, or you hit the bricks. It's his vision, his company, should be done his way. I got no problem with that. But treating other people with respect, that gets things done. There's a fine line. Sometimes you have to be the butthead and push a little harder, and you're not going to make friends that way. But you have to temper it with understanding. Temper it. Well, the only way I look at it is that you got to have some God in you to give an overall view and pay attention to the humanity of what you're trying to do. But if there's something that burns within you, something that is the drive, go for it. Go for it. Don't fear the failure. Don't fear the consequences if it doesn't turn out right. If it doesn't, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and hit it again. Do the next thing that's in your mind. But I truly believe that every one of us are equipped to do something special. Some of us, it's going to be grand and noble. Some of us, it's going to be kind of routine and mundane. But there's something that we're supposed to be doing. And when we find that, when we focus on that, that's where happiness comes from. That's where peace comes from. All right, so there it is. That was my moment of introspection from watching a couple films about Steve Jobs. While I don't like the way he treated people, I really was, I admired his drive. You got to admit, a man that dies in his mid-50s and people all around the world are saying, hey man, you changed the world. That didn't happen because he was afraid to take a chance. Not at all. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for the Jerry Bader Program. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you want to send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com. And if you'd like to call the show, 888-455-1360. The Jerry Bader Program will come right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.